Well, good morning and welcome. My name is Julianne Smith. I am the director of the Europe program here at CSIS, and I'd like to welcome you to CSIS on a rather chilly morning. I fear that winter's back. I'd like to welcome you all to this morning's senior European dialogue. We're so pleased to have with us the Hungarian Minister of Defense, Mr. Imre Zekeres. Forgive my pronunciation. Of course, the minister, as you all know, has served at the Hungarian Ministry of Defense for quite some time over the last few years. Prior to that, he was the political state secretary of general affairs in the prime minister's office from 02 to 04, and he also served as the head of the parliamentary faction of MSCP between 94 and 98. We're so pleased to have the minister here on this very day because, of course, today is exactly the 10th anniversary of the 1999 round of NATO enlargement, so it couldn't be more timely. Because of this anniversary, we wanted to ask the minister to talk about NATO in the 21st century, where NATO's headed, its many challenges, the upcoming summit, so much to talk about, given the agenda that's before us a couple of weeks away with the summit in Strasbourg and Kiel. Of course, we wanted to take this opportunity to tip our hat to Hungary as well for not only its very impressive transformation over the last decade, but also as a very strong friend and partner and ally both to the United States and to NATO. It is serving in many ongoing missions, and we just wanted to be sure that we could use this opportunity to congratulate Hungary and salute all of their fine efforts inside the NATO alliance. So, Mr. Minister, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to give you a chance to come up and make your remarks. We understand that you've prepared a presentation, and then after that, we'll leave some time for Q&A, and we know you've got about an hour for us. So thank you again. Please join me in welcoming the Minister of Defense.
Thank you, Julian. Ladies and gentlemen, today's security policy situation could be best described with the words change and uncertainty. Long-standing threats have faded away, but unfortunately, they have been replaced by new and more sinister challenges. Since the end of the Cold War era, we have experienced that the threat of traditional war fought between states has diminished. However, at the same time, new security threats have emerged. International terrorism, natural and man-made disasters, or the problems of energy supplies. Until now, we could allow ourselves to concentrate only one more dimension on security because dangers mostly meant traditional military threats carried out by states. Today, we must take a multi-dimensional approach to our national security because, for example, a terrorist attack or a financial crisis like we are experiencing at the moment, along with all its social and security consequences, can occur at any time. Today, we can no longer say, as Kissinger did several decades earlier, that next week there can't be any crisis, my schedule is already full. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to answer the dangers and challenge of social, economic, and ecological threats coming from state and non-state sources, then in the days of globalization, it is not possible to isolate threats individually. In Sudan, for example, an ethnic conflict generated a humanitarian catastrophe and therefore illegal migration escalated, so to say problems accumulated and become more widespread. One of the consequences of our modern interconnected world is that our armed forces will have to engage in averting non-military threats. They also have to take part in dealing with dangers of drug trade, terrorism, or migration. In fact, military success can only be lasting if a stable social-economic platform is created and maintained. Illustration of this can be seen in Afghanistan, which will only become stable by uniting military and civil forces so that they complement and strengthen each other. Due to the continuously changing of security environment, military and civilian activities will have to be consequently adapted. The pace of change has quickened significantly in recent times, and we must be ready to handle that. Let us just think about the revolution in military affairs or the boom in the development of information technology or other sciences. Solving the problem caused by the accelerating pace of change, or rather the problematic and tremendous global questions, global climate change, international terrorism, or the economic crisis, exceeds the abilities and resources of states individually. I am convinced that this challenge can only be solved by closer cooperation and mutual action. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of closer cooperation, I find developing transatlantic relations extremely important. Firstly, NATO is not just about ensuring the security of Europe and North America, but it's also the cornerstone of global security. NATO has the tools and possibilities at its disposal with which it can provide and maintain global security. The alliance power is needed to secure peace. The lasting Balkan crisis could not have been solved had it not been for the intervention of our alliance. Now the Balkan states are more stable and they are on the way to Euro-Atlantic integration at now and this day, if possible. Secondly, no one country is able to manage to the new type of security challenges alone. The solution to these new threats, such as terrorism, ecological changes, and energy security, is NATO. Since we members of the alliance are able to act together and find common solutions to global problems, we have the strength and the common will to undertake joint efforts. For instance, the Euro-Atlantic Disaster Response Coordination Center was established as a result of our common struggle against environmental disasters. Other example is the SEC program, which was launched by a group of countries within the alliance. They initiated the project because of the long-lasting shortage in strategic airlift capability of the alliance. The C-17 fleet will come into operation this year, in Hungary, of course. I am convinced that we need an even stronger Atlantic alliance to solve the problems of the 21st century effectively. A stronger NATO also means that we have to set up a stronger military structure. We need to review all the means and possibilities we have to strengthen the military structure. But how should we start? First of all, we need a common way of thinking. Creating the new strategic concept of NATO provides good opportunity to exercise common thinking, since developing the concept forces us to map the challenges we face and possible ways of managing them. Secondly, we need to develop and improve the cooperation mechanism. Last year in January, right here in the CSIC, the study, the name is Towards a Grand Strategy for an Uncertain World, was released. Their arguments were the new grand strategy and transatlantic cooperation was needed in order that Western democracy could overcome its threats. I am convinced that institutional basis of the cooperation is NATO, renewed in its structure and supported with non-military capabilities as well. A NATO which has deeper and more intensive partnerships between North American and European democracies. I also agree with recommendations to develop cooperation between NATO and the EU on an institutional basis. Last but not least, we need further progress in broadening cooperation outside of NATO. Partnership for Peace and Mediterranean Dialogue programs are platforms of cooperation which are worth deepening in the future. Establishment of the NATO-Russia Committee also supports the practice of organizing bilateral relations on institutional basis. This could also be a roadmap for future cooperation with other regional powers, such as China and India. This concept has already been working in some cases. During our reconstruction efforts in Afghanistan, we realized that thinking in regional projects and cooperation is the most effective way of reconstructing the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned before, I agree with those who support developing forms of cooperation between NATO and EU in the interest of stronger NATO, greater security. The current situation cannot continue since now we aren't exploiting any of possibilities of cooperation at all. Strengthening the relationship between the two organizations is worthwhile because the two organizations have unique experience and abilities. NATO possesses substantial operational capability, while the EU has less potential in this regard. It has more advanced experience in economical and social stabilization or in the field of reconstruction, which are essential to our success. If we want to maximize the fruits of these complementary capabilities, the two organizations have to launch more common initiatives. I believe small steps are the best way to start improving cooperation because grand and extensive plans would last for years with two organizations of this size. One such small step could be an exciting, unsolved, concrete matter. Here, the future of Kosovo is an example. It is practical to make a roadmap as soon as possible, to make it obvious how EU will take over the current role of NATO. The speed of this process is not the point. What counts is that it should be well organized and effective. This is prime interest since ethnic conflicts remain and small sparks can reignite nationalist feelings. Kosovo can be regarded as a potential source of danger and should be treated accordingly. Strategic Air Command, a project initiated by NATO, proved the effectiveness of cooperation. 12 countries, including the United States, take part in this program. Among these 12 countries, 8 are both EU and NATO members, 2 are only EU members, and 2 are only NATO members. The base of their air fleet will be in Hungary. This collective air fleet will strengthen the airlift capability of both NATO and EU operations. SEC is a great example to see that cooperation and Marshall Finance strengthen efficiency, both between the EU and NATO and for countries outside of NATO. Therefore, we have a reason for hope in respect of bringing the EU and NATO closer in the future. It's obvious that both organizations have shared interests, which can and should be coordinated not just with them, but with the United States as well. Ladies and gentlemen, creating and maintaining peace in Afghanistan is the biggest challenge at this time for NATO. The international community is looking forward to see the new Afghan strategy for Washington. We obviously will adapt strategic aims of the alliance to the new American approach. 2009 can be a real turning point in Afghanistan. Once the elections have taken place on the 20th August, the legitimate government will hopefully be able to stand more firmly against the corruption, paralyzing the country, and step up against the extremist Ghinan. I have already suggested that the settlement in Afghanistan is not a military task alone, just as great or even greater, emphasis must be put on the creation of the state's apparatus and an economy that can function at an acceptable level. Because without accomplishing this, military efforts will be futile. We must provide an alternative for the Afghans to be able to earn their living and to develop. That is why it's important that the international community's efforts should be an integral part of developing normal everyday living conditions and improving infrastructure. The PRTs that ensure economic and social stability in their area of responsibility provide a perfect example of this concept. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the very, very long term when I made the peace in Afghanistan. I think the next few years we will have a win, not we, the Afghan people. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Minister, for that very comprehensive overview of some of the challenges we're facing. I wanted to start out by asking you a question specifically about enlargement, given today's anniversary. I think if you visit the various capitals of NATO member states right now, you'll find generally an agreement that NATO enlargement will likely continue and should continue, but there is deep disagreement inside the alliance about how to proceed with enlargement, the timing of enlargement, which candidate countries, which direction should NATO be looking in. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the future of enlargement, both as a somewhat newer member of the alliance. I'm curious what your thoughts are, both for the folks in Brussels, but also for candidate countries. What words of advice would you have for some of the candidate countries that are still on the outside? Thank you.
1995-ben itt voltam az Egyesült Államokban.
In 1995, I was here in the United States.
Lobbiztam Magyarország felvételért.
And I was lobbying for the accession of Hungary into NATO.
És Dr. Kissinger fogadott egy órás beszélgetést.
And I was received by Dr. Kissinger for a discussion lasting for an hour approximately.
És kérdeztem tőle, hogy hát felvesznek-e bennünket a NATO-ba.
And I just asked him, are we going to be received in NATO? I mean, are we going to get accession to NATO?
Látja ezt a térképet a falon?
And then he pointed to a map on the wall and he said, do you see that map, sir?
Mondom, látom, és azt is tudom, hogy az mi.
And I said, yes, I do see it, and I know what it is.
Mondom, ez 1920 Európa.
That's a map of Europe from 1920.
És tudja, mi az a piros vonalot?
And then he said, you know what that red line is across the map?
Mondom, meg fog lepődni, tudom.
And I said, well, you'll be surprised, sir, I know what that red line is.
Az a Curzon vonal.
That's the Curzon line.
Ami szétválasztotta Európát és az akkori Szovjetuniót.
Dividing Europe and the Soviet Union of those days.
Na látja, addig lesz a NATO.
And then he said, okay, now that's the red line. That's going to be the outer boundary of NATO countries, he said.
Azt mondtam neki, hogy ez hihetetlen.
I told him, well, that was unbelievable.
Most már alig van egy-két ország, aki nem csatlakozott a NATO-hoz.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, there are hardly a couple of countries that have not joined NATO beyond that line, within that line.
14 évvel ezelőtt elképzelhetetlen lett.
14 years ago, this was unbelievable, unimaginable.
Amiben biztos vagyok.
What I'm sure and certain about, however.
Horvátország és Albánia április másodikán éjfélkor csatlakozik.
Is that Croatia and Albania are going to join NATO on the 2nd of April 2400.
Nem véletlen az április másodikán.
The reason I'm saying 2nd of April 2400 midnight.
A harmadikán kezdődik a summit.
Is because the summit is going to start on the 3rd of April.
És bízom, hogy addig Szlovéniában is minden elrendeződik.
And I'm hopeful that up until then, even in Slovenia, everything will be settled.
Nagyon rövid időn belül abban bízom, hogy megállapodásra jutnak Macedónia volt Jugoszláv köztársaság nevéről a görögökkel.
I really hope, I'm really hopeful that in a relatively short period of time, or a very short period of time, there's going to be an agreement with Greece, with the Greeks, concerning the name of Fyrom, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
Ez akkor három ország.
Then these are three countries.
Montenegro készül.
Montenegro is preparing.
Olyan biztos vagyok benne, hogy a Balkán néhány éven belül csatlakozni fog a NATO-hoz.
Therefore, I'm pretty sure that the Balkan countries are going to join NATO in a couple of years.
És azt gondolom, hogy Szerbiában is le fog zajlani egy folyamat, és fel fognak erősödni azok az erők, amelyek az euróatlanti integrációt támogatják.
I also believe that an appropriate process is going to take place in Serbia, which is going to result in the strengthening of those forces that are pro Euro-Atlantic integration.
És biztos vagyok benne, hogy ez a folyamat végbe megy.
And I'm sure and certain that this process is going to take place.
Ukrajna.
Ukraine.
Ez nagy kérdés.
Now, that's a big question.
Kérdés, hogy Ukrajnán belül milyen politikai és gazdasági folyamatok zajlanak közeljövőben.
The question is, what are the political and economic processes going to be taking place in Ukraine in the coming years.
És hogyan tudják előrevinni a hadsereg reformját?
And how Ukraine could carry on with the reform of the armed forces.
időt kell adni a felkészülésre.
We need to give them time. They should take their time.
Magyarország 9 évig készült.
It took Hungary 9 years to get prepared for accession.
Mielőtt csatlakozott volna.
Prior to joining the alliance.
Pedig bizonyos értelemben már közelebb állt a NATO normákhoz.
And to a certain sense or way, Hungary at that time was closer to the NATO standards and requirements than the mentioned candidate country.
Az a NATO, amihez Magyarország csatlakozni akart, az nem az volt, amelyhez csatlakozott 10 évvel ezelőtt.
Now, the NATO Hungary wanted to join was not the alliance it did join 10 years ago.
Az a NATO, amelynek 10 év most tagja vagyunk, az nem az, amihez csatlakoztunk.
And the alliance we're member of today is not the alliance we joined 10 years ago.
Ilyen mértékűek a változások.
So this is the pace and depth and breadth of changes.
Én azt mondtam az előadásomban, hogy egy erős NATO az biztosítja a békét a világon.
What I said in the course of my presentation was that a stronger NATO is an organization that could ensure peace and stability worldwide.
Thank you very much. I want to open it up. I'm going to ask folks to identify themselves before they ask their question. Who would like to be first on the list? Yes, please.
Yeah, Bill Tucker. I'm a consultant here in Washington. I chaired and organized the Transatlantic Conference in Budapest on NATO enlargement just prior to your vote. And my question is, would you be kind enough to comment on the establishment of the radar bases in the Czech Republic and Poland, and what effect that might have on the NATO alliance?
Ha a csatlakozási folyamatot végig kísérte, akkor hogy mondjak önnek egy információt?
Thanks, sir. Provided that you've been part of the accession process, let me just give you a piece of information.
Minden évben csináltatunk egy nagy közvéleménykutatást Magyarországon.
Each and every year we have a pause prepared in Hungary.
Hogy viszonyul a magyar társadalom a NATO-hoz?
Just to sondage, to find out how the Hungarian society, the Hungarian population feels about NATO and NATO accession.
Hogy viszonyul a külföldi műveletekhez?
What they think of foreign operations, our participation?
A legfrissebb kutatás az múlt héten készült el.
The latest polls came out last week.
73% a magyar társadalomnak a NATO tagságot egy pozitív értéknek tartja.
Sir, 73% of the Hungarian population considers that our NATO membership is a positive thing.
Ez egy nagyon magas szám.
This is an extremely high proportion.
Ha emlékszik a népszavazásról, 80% volt az igen. Ugye 80% nagy követő? 85.
Yeah, if you remember in the course of the referendum, the referendum, thank you, the supporters, 85. The proportion of supporters was 85%.
Yes. 78% a társadalomnak egyetért azzal, hogy magyar katonák külföldi műveletekben vegyenek részt.
Now, 78% of the population is supportive of Hungarian servicemen, soldiers participating in foreign operations.
Annak ellenére, hogy tavaly például 2 katonánk halt meg Afganisztánban.
Despite the fact that we had 2 fatalities in Afghanistan last year.
Ez is egy nagyon magas szintű támogatást jelent.
Which again shows a very high level of support.
A rakétavédelmi rendszerre.
And now to the missile defense system.
A NATO tervez egy nagy rakétavédelmi rendszer.
NATO is planning and designing a major missile defense system.
Ha az Egyesült Államok változatlanul tervez ilyen rakétavédelmi rendszert, az első kérdés, hogy ennek a kettőnek összhangba kell lennie egymásra.
If the United States plans or intends to carry on with the missile defense system and to implement it, then these two systems will have to be coordinated and harmonized.
Második, hogy milyen tárgyalásokat lehet az oroszokkal folytatni.
That's the first precondition. And then the second is what sort of discussions can and should be carried out with the Russians in this regard.
Mert az biztos, hogy ebben az ügyben velük folyamatosan kapcsolatot kell tartani.
Because one thing is sure and certain, we will have to maintain links with them throughout the process.
Hogy mindenféle értést el lehessen kerülni.
in order to avoid any eventual misunderstandings.
Most várjuk meg, hogy az új adminisztráció milyen tervekkel áll elő.
So let's wait first what the plans and intentions of the new US administration are.
A NATO folytatja a tervező munkát a rakétavédelmi rendszer.
NATO is carrying on with the planning process of the NATO missile defense system.
Great, thank you very much. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Yes, Ken. Yeah.
Thank you. Ken Hoffman from CNA. Back to enlargement. I appreciate very much your optimism about the remaining Balkan countries coming into the alliance. I have two questions. One is there a concern in your country about, since there are still are political differences and amongst the Balkan countries, is there a concern about importing those differences into NATO and causing more problems for NATO and the EU for that matter? And secondly, is how would you try to prepare these countries for alliance membership? Are there specific initiatives which you might be able to launch to help prepare their militaries, their defense departments to join NATO? Thank you.
Magyarországnak van egy feladata.
Thank you very much. Hungary has a certain task in this.
Segíteni a balkáni államok integrációját.
Hungary has to help the integration of the states, the countries of the Balkans.
Mi vagyunk a kontakt nagykövetség, például most Horvátország.
We are, for example, the contact embassy in Croatia currently.
Most fejezzük be ezt a munkát.
We are now getting to the end of this work.
És megyünk át Montenegróba.
And then we'll just go further to Montenegro.
Tehát nem csupán nyilatkozatok szintjén, hanem a napi tanácsadás együttműködés szintjén is részt veszünk ebben a folyamatban.
So it is not only through statements and nice words that we participate in the process, but it is really day-to-day work, we are there and we are helping the process.
Sőt, a Magyar Honvédség nagyon jó kapcsolatokat tart például a szerb hadsereggel.
What's even more, the Hungarian Defense Forces has maintains very good links and ties with the Serbian Armed Forces.
Hogy segítsük az ottani átalakulási folyamatot.
Just to help their transformation.
Tehát ilyen értelemben mi átadjuk a saját tapasztalatainkat.
So in this sense we are just trying to convey our own experience gathered in this field.
És tevőlegesen is részt veszünk ezekben az átalakulásokban.
To be useful tool helping them in these transformation processes.
Hát az első kérdés az mindig fölmerül.
The first question always comes up, sir.
Ha új tagállamok jönnek, importálnak-e valamilyen konfliktust?
When new member states are joining a certain organization, international organization, are they going to import their problems into the organization?
Ha emiatt nem lenne bővítés, akkor semmilyen szövetség nem lenne.
But if this alone was to prevent the enlargement, there would be no alliance in the world.
Hát a bent lévők mindig megakadályoznak, hogy bárki bejöjjön.
Because then those in would always prevent those out from coming in.
Akkor sok szövetség jönne létre.
And then there would be a large number of alliances formulated.
És az nem lenne egy biztonságosabb világ.
And that would not result in a safer, more secure
ezt
world.
Ezt vállalni kell ezt a folyamatot.
So this is something, this is a risk that will have to be assumed and will have to be taken on board.
A leggyorsabban a haderőben megy végbe a változás.
The change happens most rapidly in the armed forces themselves.
A katonákon is kiváló szakemberek.
Because servicemen, soldiers are excellent experts.
Nagyon gyorsan tanulnak, átveszik az eljárásokat.
They actually learn fast, they adopt the new procedures, processes.
Modernül gondolkoznak.
They have a modern way of thinking.
Van kitekintésük egy a világra, a szövetségi rendszerre.
And they have an outlook both on the alliance and the outer world.
Én nagyon elfogult vagyok a katonákkal.
I'm one-sided, I really am in this respect, I mean, towards soldiers, I have to admit.
Én úgy lettem honvédelmi miniszter, hogy soha nem foglalkoztam előttem honvédelmi kérdésekkel. Julian el is mondta az életrajzomat.
I became a minister of defense in such a manner that prior to that I had never ever dealt with military issues, as it was revealed from my bio, read by or presented by Julian.
Foglalkoztam költségvetési kérdésekkel, sok minden más.
I had been responsible for budgetary issues and for a number of other issues as well.
De azt tapasztaltam meg a Magyar Honvédségben is, de a többi haderőnél is, hogy rendkívül gyorsan és nagyon sikeresen tudják a reformokat végigvinni.
But then what I experienced, both in terms of the Hungarian Defense Forces and in terms of other armed forces around the world, was that they are very successful and capable of implementing changes.
A társadalmak már nehezebben mozognak.
It is a more difficult issue when it comes to the society to follow the same path.
Dehez időt kell adni.
However, time should be given and time should be taken.
Az én generációm, amelyik a rendszerváltozás előtt született és lett felnőtt, más tapasztalatokkal rendelkezik, mint az utánunk jövő generáció.
My generation that was born prior to the political transformation of Hungary and became an adult before the changes took place, has different experience and the learning curve compared to the generations that are coming now.
Én megértem, hogy más országokban is milyen nehéz ez a folyamat.
Therefore, I really do understand why and how difficult this process is in other countries as well.
Mentalitás, egy gondolkozási változás kell hozzá.
It requires a change of mind and attitude.
Egyszer egy újságíró megkérdezte tőlem, hogy mi szeretnék lenni.
Once a journalist asked me what I wanted to be.
Azt mondtam, hogy a saját fiam.
And I said, I wanted to be my own son.
All right, yes, you had a question, ma'am.
Zorica Maric, Defense Counselor at the Embassy of Montenegro Defense Attaché Office. Thank you very much for an excellent presentation and for encouraging enlargement in Western Balkans. And I cannot tell you how we are eager to work with your ministry back in our countries and how we are expecting to proceed very fast with the reforms as we have done in the last couple of years. And my question would refer to the upcoming NATO summit. Since you must have some insight in the agenda and the preparation of the agenda of upcoming summit, what would be the most important topics that NATO would address? I was actually struck by the testimony of the Director of National Security Agency addressing as the most important threat to United States national security interest, economic crisis. So would you address those two questions, effect of global economic crisis and the agenda of upcoming NATO summit? Thank you.
Tegnap Stenberg külügyminiszter helyettes úrral, Gates miniszter úrral és Jones főtanácsadó úrral is találkoztam.
Yesterday I had the opportunity to meet Deputy State Secretary Steinberg and then Secretary of Defense Mr. Gates and National Security Advisor Mr. Jones.
És minden három találkozón a csúcs találkozó volt az egyik téma.
One of the topics tabled during all three meetings was the agenda of the coming NATO summit.
A csúcs találkozónak meg kell határozni az új NATO stratégia főirányait.
The summit will have to determine and decide upon the main directions of the new NATO strategy.
Mert új stratégiára van szükség.
Because a new strategy is needed.
Elmondtam, hogy 10 év alatt szinte minden megváltozik.
As I said, in a period of 10 years, almost everything changes.
Most még gyorsabb az idő.
And then the pace of changes is even bigger now.
Másik, hogy egy új afganisztáni stratégiára is szükség van.
The second is we need a new Afghanistan strategy as well.
Ezt én úgy foglalom össze, hogy lehet afganizálni a megoldásokat.
The way I would put this is how we could Afghanize the solutions over there.
Mert nem elég csak azt mondani, hogy nem katonai megoldás, hanem katonai civil megoldás.
It is no longer sufficient or enough to say that we need non-military solutions as well. Military solutions alone are not sufficient.
Ennél most már többet kell mondani és konkrétan.
We need to go further and we need to be more specific.
Meg kell mondani, hogy az afgánok számára milyen utat tudunk a saját a saját gazdaságunk talpraállításához.
We have to say what sort of potential ways forward and what sort of paths we can show the Afghans for them to be able to grow their own economy, I mean to develop their own economy.
Meg kell mondani, hogy központi, kormányzati vagy helyi szinten történjen a kapcsolattartás.
We also need to determine whether the liaison should be of outer countries with Afghanistan should be on the level of the central government or on the level of local governments and municipalities.
Meg kell mondani, hogy az afgán haderő és rendőrséget hogyan tudjuk felkészíteni.
We need to determine and we need to showcase how we could tell how we could prepare the ANA, the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police.
Tehát ezekben a kérdésekben a csúcs találkozón világos döntéseket kell hozni.
Therefore, as far as these issues are concerned, clear decisions will have to be made in the course of the summit.
Ami a gazdasági válságot illeti.
As regards the economic crisis,
bennem van egy félelem.
I do have a concern.
Nem tudom tényekkel alátámasztani.
And there are no facts available that could really substantiate this concern.
Nevezzük talán megérzésnek.
Let's just say this is a feeling or
hogy ha nagyon elmélyül a gazdasági válság, akkor társadalmi konfliktusokat hoz magával.
Namely, this is that if this economic crisis would broaden and widen too much, that would result in social crises as well.
A társadalmi konfliktusok pedig etnikai konfliktusokhoz vezethetnek.
Social conflicts, that is, and social conflicts could lead to ethnic conflicts.
Tehát elindulhat egy rossz spirál.
So a negative spiral could be triggered.
És azt gondolom, hogy éppen ezért közös a felelősségünk, hogy nem éljön el a válság.
Therefore, I believe that we have a joint responsibility to prevent this crisis from broadening and widening further.
Mi szembenézünk ezzel Magyarországon.
We're also facing the same in Hungary.
Ráadásul mi egy különleges helyzetben vagyunk.
What's even more, we're in quite a peculiar or a specific situation.
Mi nem tehetjük meg azt, hogy a keresletet növeljük, és ezáltal stimuláljuk a gazdasági növekedést.
We're not in a position to try to increase demand, fuel demand, in order to fuel the economy.
Hiszen
economic growth, sorry.
3 év alatt sikerült végre konszolidálnunk a költségvetést.
Because it took us 3 years to consolidate finally the budget, the national budget.
10-ről 3% alá csökkenteni a hiányt.
We managed to reduce the deficit to below 3% from 10%.
6%-ról 3% alá csökkenteni az infláció.
To reduce inflation from 6% to below 3%.
Ezt nem akarjuk feladni.
And we would not like to give up on that.
Azt szeretnénk, hogy minél hamarabb az euróövezetbe be tudnánk lépni.
I mean, give up all that. What we would like is to join the eurozone as soon as possible.
És akkor egy ilyen helyzetben kell a magyar gazdaságot egy új növekedési pályára állítani.
And then it is in this situation and under these circumstances and conditions that we need to put the Hungarian economy on a growth curve again.
Great, thank you. John, you had a question?
My name is John Sandrock. I'm a principal analyst with the Analytics Services Incorporated. Mr. Minister, my question has to do with a bit further east, and I wonder what your views might be and what might be the views at the NATO summit of the continued occupation, Russian occupation of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and also the attitude, or perhaps what will come up with Moldova, what's going on with Transnistria, and perhaps the general Black Sea region security. Black Sea must be considered of vital importance to Europe and to NATO. And I just wonder what your views on that situation might be. Thank you.
Teljesen világos a NATO álláspontja és Magyarország is.
The position of NATO and of Hungary on that account is absolutely clear in this respect.
Grúzia területi integritása, szuverenitása sértetett.
The sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia must not be damaged.
Semmilyen más álláspont nem fogadható el.
No other position could be acceptable.
Természetesen azt tudomásul kell vennünk, hogy Moldovában és abban a térségben olyan etnikai együttélési formák vannak, amelyek nem biztos, hogy ma pontosan láthatók, hogy milyen konfliktusokat hordoznak magukban még.
However, one thing is sure. I mean, one has to face the fact and take into account that in Moldova and in the region, there are certain forms of ethnicities living together that no one knows what sort of potential tensions may be embedded in those forms of coexistence.
Nagyon fontos, hogy Oroszországgal a NATO felújította a politikai kapcsolatot.
This is why I think it is very important that NATO has renewed its political ties and bound political ties with Russia.
És elindulhat legalább egy párbeszéd.
And that a dialogue at least finally could be relaunched.
Thanks. Other questions? Oh yes, go ahead. Please wait for the microphone.
Maggie Sadowska from DOD. Mr. Minister, you mentioned that 78% of Hungarian population support deployments abroad, which is a high number compared to some other NATO members and partners. Would you mind sharing with us the process that you and your government implemented to maintain the support so high, and perhaps there's lessons learned for everybody? Thank you.
Magyarország hagyományosan mindig Nyugat-Európához akar tartozni.
Hungary has traditionally been striving to be part of Western Europe.
És tulajdonképpen a NATO és az Európai Unióhoz való csatlakozásban ez a történelmi kulturális múlt jelenik meg.
Now our NATO and EU accession is representing this historic and this cultural drive of the Hungarian population.
Természetesen a ma élő generációk nagyon praktikusan nézik ezeket a kérdéseket.
Certainly, viewed through the eyes of current generations or the younger generations, this is just a very practical thing for them.
Sikerült azt világossá tenni, hogy nagyobb biztonságot jelent a NATO.
We managed to make it clear that NATO means larger security, enhanced security, more exactly.
Az integráció nagyobb gazdasági lehetőséget jelent.
Integration means more economic opportunities and possibilities for the country.
És hogy egy új világban, amiben most élünk, az együttműködés az igazán járható út.
And that in a new world, in the world we are living in today, cooperation is the way forward.
Ami nehezebb volt, hogy hogyan fogadja a magyar társadalom a missziókban való részvételt.
That was one side. What was more difficult was how the Hungarian population would relate to Hungary's and Hungarian servicemen men's participation in missions abroad.
Ez ugyanis semmilyen hagyományra nem támaszkodott.
Because this had no tradition. I mean, this was without example in our history.
Nem volt benne a gondolkodásban, hogy Afganisztánba elmennek magyar katonák, és ott békefenntartásban vesznek részt.
It was not part of our common thinking that Hungarian servicemen would go to Afghanistan to participate in peacekeeping or peace operations.
Egy olyan nyilvánosságot teremtettünk, egy olyan marketing munkát végeztünk.
Therefore, we had to go for public awareness. We had to do marketing.
Amivel közelebb vittük az emberekhez ezt az ügyet.
Marketing that brought this whole issue closer to everyday's thinking to people.
A legnépszerűbb magyar rádióműsor szerkesztői kijöttek velem, és onnan adtak élő adást.
The editors and hosts.
Már Afganisztánban.
The editors and hosts of the one of the most popular Hungarian radio program just joined me on my trip, one of my trips to Afghanistan, and then there was a live broadcast from Afghanistan through this radio channel.
5 napon át, minden reggel, ezt hallgatta a magyar lakosság 25%.
So for 5 days, each and every morning, 25% of the Hungarian population was listening to live broadcast from Afghanistan through this very popular channel.
A legnépszerűbb autóversenyző eljött velem, hogy ott a katonákkal együtt gyakorlatozzon.
One of the most popular car racer, the athlete, he came with us to Afghanistan to train together with the Hungarian servicemen in the theater.
Tehát sok minden olyat csináltunk, ami nem szokásos.
So we did a lot of extraordinary things.
De mégis az emberekhez közelebb vitte, hogy ott vannak magyar katonák, és ők hogy élnek.
Which were not usual, however, this managed to bring it closer and make it tangible for everyday people, for the population in Hungary, how our servicemen were deployed and what they were doing, how they were living in Afghanistan.
Great. One final question? Okay. Well, on behalf of the Europe Program and the Kissinger Chair, my colleague, Dr. Stephen Flanagan, I want to thank all of you for coming today. And in particular, of course, I want to thank our guest, the minister. Thanks so much for taking the time. And we applaud your efforts inside the NATO alliance as a strong ally. Thank you.
Thank you.